This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump is next due in court on December 4th in that hush money case, but his lawyers are asking that he be excused from attending that hearing in person because of the many security measures required to have him show up. Donald Trump surrendered to authorities in Manhattan yesterday, the first former president charged with criminal offenses. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Trump pleaded not guilty to all charges.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election.
After sitting stone-faced in the Manhattan court, Trump later told cheering supporters at his Florida estate, this is just the latest far-left bid to beat him, this time through the legal system instead of the ballot box. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More fierce weather expected in parts of the Midwest and South today. There were at least two tornadoes Tuesday in Illinois. The AP's Jennifer King.
A line of unsettled spring weather with high winds and large hail, followed by a cold front swept from northeastern Texas to Illinois. There were reports of damage in Pleasantville, Iowa. Adrian Stommer Fuentes, a meteorology student at Iowa State University, captured the rope-like tornado touching down. Tornadoes were confirmed Tuesday in Illinois near Bryan and Kelowna. Temperatures are expected to drop as much as 40 degrees, and a blizzard warning was in effect for most of North and South Dakota. Some areas are still recovering from last weekend's deadly storms. I'm Jennifer King.
Chicago's new mayor will be former teacher and union organizer Brandon Johnson. A major victory for the Democratic Party's progressive wing. Chicago's been battling high crime and financial issues. UN officials are condemning a decision by the Taliban in Afghanistan to bar women from working at the agency. This is AP News. Ukraine's President Zelensky and his wife were welcomed with military honors in Poland this morning at the start of a state visit. It's meant as a gesture of thanks to the neighboring nation. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's Zelensky visits Poland to thank his ally and meet Ukrainians who've sought refuge there. Volodymyr Zelensky is in Warsaw for a visit meant to thank a key ally and meet with some of his own people who found refuge in the neighboring nation. Zelensky's visit comes at a time of rising anger among Polish farmers who say that Ukrainian grain that has entered Poland has created a glut and caused prices to fall. Warsaw has been a key ally for Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion last year, welcoming refugees and becoming a hub for humanitarian aid and weapons to transit into Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gas is $3.52 a gallon this morning, 6 cents more than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.